My favorite cake is red velvet. Oh, I tell you, my sister makes the best. And through the years, I've tried many red velvet wannabes. None compare to hers. I've learned that it's all about the ingredients. You can't fake quality. Some cakes use quality ingredients while others cut the corners with imitation items. And I tell you what, you always know it when you take that first bite, right?
I know that's right.
Your life? It's a cake. Do you want to be a huge success and loved by all? Do you want to be yummy? Then choose quality. You get to choose your ingredients by virtue of how you offer yourself to the world around you. I'm going to give you a few of Roberto's favorites. Number one, say what others are thinking but are too afraid to say. Yeah. Be the trendsetter, not the herd dweller. Fear not to discuss that big old elephant sitting smack dab in the middle of the room. I'm not talking about bragging or card tipping or flame throwing. No. Be willing to voice in the face of injustice or the need for reform. Here's a reminder. An admired attribute is when you chance to look ridiculous or cause a scene for the sake of doing or saying what's right. Okay, here's another one. Talk less. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not referring to that jaybird who likes to be a mystery or to the shy guy or the one that's afraid to speak up. Not that guy. Be the one who doesn't feel the need to prove yourself to others. Stand confident enough where you're okay with giving the stage to another during conversation. And another, no ties to outcome. Now, a high-quality cake ingredient has no agenda or bias in your conversations or actions. You see, it's when you're truly open to entertaining another's perspective. Folks are attracted to you like white on rice when your connection with them is authentic and welcoming and accepting regardless of their affiliation or tie. Here's one. Ask more. Now, this one trait speaks more about you than almost any trait. It's your question to comments ratio. So let me ask you, in conversation, are you busy spouting info and filling voids and talking about yourself? Or are you displaying a genuine interest in others by asking questions about them? Now, in my experience, I'll tell you what, the commenters, they far outnumber the askers. I bet you have the same experience. Be bold. Be present. Be genuine. Put some quality in your cake. Raise your interest in others. Step outside that bubble. Here's one last one. Be a relentless giver. Give without thought. Relentlessly give because it's just who you are. You understand the flow of life. Let me tell you, there exists two mindsets in this world. Poverty and prosperity. The first one, that fears limitations and therefore hoards and guards. But the prosperity mindset, it sees opportunity for everyone. There's no limit and therefore no need to control. The relentless giver is the ultimate receiver as everything given returns multiplied. Yeah, it does. And oh boy, here's the icing on the cake. You ready? Oh, no pun intended. God loves a cheerful giver. Wow. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Okay, there you go. There are a few keys to a great cake. Take them for what they offer you. My prayer is that one or more of them remind you of what's important in your life. God's got something big in mind for you, my friend. So act the part, baby. This is Rob, and this is encouragement and love from my family to yours.